Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Praise the Lord for,
amen,
for this night. And
yes.
I'd like to bring to your attention tonight that God's still either on your throne, and the first and foremost of importance in your life, or he's not.
Yeah, that's right.
Brother Tommy has been talking about, and saying, you know, this nation isn't going the way we think it ought to go. But that doesn't matter to the Christian.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus said, this isn't my world. If it was my world, disciples would be fighting.
Right.
So as we look at the situation that we're in, the character of the nature of a fallen world, where's your hope?
Right. Amen.
I mean, really, where do you stand tonight? Because either you're the church and you're the difference maker. Okay, you are a mirror of what God has either done in your life or hasn't done. So when you go out in the world tomorrow, what do they see?
Yeah.
The message isn't changed for the church.
Amen.
Jesus came to save the sinner.
Amen.
Jesus is the only one that can offer redemption and salvation and deliverance to the captives.
That's right.
Jesus is the only one the world needs.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what they need. Their problem. If you've been listening to the Spirit of God, as Tommy has been bringing his messages in here, the condition of man is no different than it was a year ago or the last election. It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual flight and fight that we are up against.
Amen.
And the question is, are you listening to the news and to the media and to the the lies of the enemy that keep bombarding you? That's what it's trying to do. It's trying to incite fear.
Yep.
Who? If greater is he that's in you is Jesus,
then
what do you have to fear? What can they do to you? Because are they really coming against you, or are they coming against Christ?
That's right. What do you see?
So, where are you tonight?
Right.
So I want to take some time tonight. We're going to look in Ezekiel. But the first thing I want to do, I want to look at what David said in Psalm. He said in Psalm 32, blessed is he, 32:1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Amen. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
Amen. Thank you.
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. You be seated, because I got a lot of scripture to read tonight. And you're just going to have to suffer through it, because I think it's a needful thing for us to look into God's word. Yep. And to see that the character of God is the same.
Right.
You go to Genesis 3 and 15 and you look at what God did.
God,
me and Vicky were coming here tonight and I run over a dead snake. And I thought, you know, the locals always said, don't run over a dead snake. And I thought for a minute, uh-oh. But then I remember, Jesus smashed the head of the serpent.
Yes.
Amen. I remember that I'm not under a curse.
Amen.
That the curse has been broken.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And so, and I thought, am I going to fear some kind of curse that some forefather or something, some witch in some mountain dreamt up? Amen. Hey, that serpent's head's been smashed. Amen. It's underneath the foot of the God of creation, and he has rose above. He thought like the what we've been looking at in Facebook. I keep reading this. It said the devil thought he won, but 3 days later, he found out that he lost. Amen. And we ought not forget the fact that Jesus Christ has overcome sin, overcome what was wrong with us, and is seated on the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
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 David learned to live in the fact that he wasn't perfect, but his God was.
Yep.
His God was a perfect justifier. Amen. Let me tell you what's going to bring down the church right now is if you don't have the boldness to stand up, get right, stay right, and be holy unto them around you.
God help us.
Don't let it in. Don't open the door for sin. Now's not the time. Amen.
Right.
Now's the time for you to stand up and stand out.
Right.
Now's the time for the church to rise up with not your power, but the power of God working mightily in you.
Amen.
Because the world wants to put you on a pedestal that winning is being the best quarterback. Winning is having the best job and the best paycheck. Right? It's still going. This is going to be the temptations that come down the pike with this new regime. The question is, are you going to fall for it? Are you going to stand apart and say, hey, I just need God? You see, what kind of trials and tribulations have you been through to get you here thus far? You know what? Paul said you get to suffer under blood for what you believe. You see, none of us, the truth be told, none of us have suffered for what we have right here tonight. All I know, we've had people fall through death and bad behavior and bad decision making. But you know what? Those things are all common. There's been no oppression against your faith. I mean, come on, common law says you're not supposed to mix your religious belief on the job. That's nothing new. Amen?
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. That's so you can go to your job and not be harassed. It works on both sides.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be that way. Yet we think, oh, they won't let me talk about Jesus. I'm getting in trouble. No, that's not it at all. Because most of them, if you took them to the side, they'd be glad to hear about your testimony. You see, this artificial fear is just to bring you and take you off what's important. And what's important is that you know who you are. Tommy said, I boldly say I'm his. Amen?
Yeah.
Now, if you're his, that means you're what? You're not anything else.
Amen.
Amen? You're just his. Yeah. Amen? I can't be married to Vicky and somebody else, right? That's messed up, right?
Yep.
And so the church is either Jesus' bride or it's not.
Amen.
You've been born again, and you've been bought with a price, and you're no longer your own, and that you live, and to live is to live is Christ, and to die is gain, or you're just fooling yourself, and that's the reason why your testimony and your life carries no affinity and authority to them that are lost.
Help us, Lord.
I was thinking about my workplace, how I witnessed and testified to a whole bunch of men, and none of them responded. And God cleaned them all out. I'm starting all over. Amen.
Yeah.
I thought about Paul, not that I'm anything, but I thought about Paul saying they counted themselves unworthy of the goodness, the grace, the salvation of God. Amen. Because they still running here to and fro. They going this way, they going that way, trying to find peace. And there's no peace in this world. There's only tribulation. There's only challenges. And you know what? We may be challenged. And I'm going to get into that. But you know what? If you're in Christ Jesus, what do you have to fear? I like the fact that David knew that he was not a perfect man. I like the fact that we've read the stories about David. We saw the trials and the tribulations. We saw how David was anointed king. We saw how the prophet of God said, if I do that, King Saul's going to kill me. There's going to be bad trouble. But yet he obeyed God and went and anointed David. And yet he didn't see that come to pass for 10 years. And even when he did, David still was messing stuff up. Amen. But he had this going for him. He trusted God. Where Saul only trusted in his stature. Saul only trusted in what he could do. Amen.
Yeah.
He trusted more in what the people were telling him instead of what God had told him. And that was the reason why he fell. And that would be the reason why you fall when you start taking what the majority says and you start taking that for truth over what God's told you. And you know what God's told you? be undone. It ain't going to be broken. It ain't going to be dislodged. And it will be there, the Bible says, when this earth is on fire, the Word of God will continue.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure will.
We can't be compromising. Sin is sin.
Yep.
Holiness and godliness is what God expects out of you. It's what He expects out of anybody. And that's the only thing that's going to please God. And that's the only thing that's going to rise up around you and protect you and keep you and watch over you. Because I'm going to tell you tonight, if you decide now to quit, I feel sorry for you. You know, when He was talking about the fool said, well, the fool said in his heart, there is no God.
Right.
And the problem with the world is the same problem that the world's had for forever. They believe in a God. They just don't believe in the true and living God.
Amen.
That's why very rarely can you say the fool said there was no God. Because man's been worshiping something. He's been building idols. And idols have been the downfall of mankind. You want to know what really bothered God when the children of Israel had been given everything that God had promised them. Everything that God had prepared for them.
Yeah.
They forsook it for an idol.
Yeah.
They forsook it for all the things of this world. They went into a land that was flowing with milk and honey. Now, to you and me, that means they didn't have to want for anything. Everything was there.
Right.
He said, I'm going to give you homes you didn't build.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a good pasture.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the greatest place. Now, I've looked over there. I don't know what it is that's so appealing about the place, but bless God that it's there. Amen. If God said it's there, it's there. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, it just scares me when I look around. I look around the city of David and all them places, and you look at the homeland. Amen. And there's just nothing inside of me that gets it. Amen. But I'll tell you this. If God said it was there, it was there, and it was there. And you know what? They enjoyed it for a season, but they got to getting to where they thought, well, you know what? I must deserve this. Instead of thinking about the God that delivered them there, He took them through all them kings in the wilderness. He took them through from deliverance, from slavery, and He set them free.
Yep.
How soon did they forget?
Amen.
Doesn't that sound like some Christians you know?
That's right.
They've been born again, saved, supposedly, right?
Right?
But yet, maybe we just need to be reminded of what God's done for you. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe we need to know that it took the power of God, and it's not something that you and I can harness or call on when we want to. It's a gift of God, and it's good, and it's holy, and it's precious.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Let's go over into the book of Ezekiel. In the 18th chapter. And this has a heading called the Ethical Instructions for Israel. And you know, as much as we look at right and wrong and living and stuff, the church should not be subject to the laws of the land. Why? Because we live above them. We live by a law that's greater than anything this world could ever send down the pipe. And what is that? What is that law? The law of the prophets and of love.
Yeah.
To love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Yeah. Now, when God said that, He didn't say love them that love you. He didn't say love the ones that look like you.
Yeah.
Love the ones that came from your same background or came from your same geographical area.
Right.
He said love them. Love will be the single most thing that sets you apart, that there's something different about you.
Yes, that's right.
By not being partial,
that's
indifferent,
right.
By not honoring this person more than that person, but being the same as God is with you to all people. Amen? We've heard that.
Right.
Keeps coming down the pipe. But yet, what happens when you see somebody that offends you in a store? What do? You move aside. You won't talk to them. If they don't smell right, look right, or act right, you all of a sudden have taken offense and you have judged them.
Come on. Yeah, tell it.
Now, I'm not here just to beat you up on that. I'm not here to beat you up at all. I'm here to remind you that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
Amen. Can you get, let's say that. God
yesterday.
Is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He doesn't change. His character has always been the same. Come to me. Get right. Seek forgiveness. I will forget. Let's read this. Amen. I love this. I read this. was praying. Pastor Tommy asked me to preach this night, and I got ready weeks ago. The Lord said, "This is it." I was like, "Oh, yeah." I was like, "Man, this is good." Amen. Because the key is that we all have to stay before the Lord. We all are going to give an account.
Amen.
That revelation judgment seat ain't just for the lost and the saved. It's for everybody. We're all going to give an account or action, whether they be good or evil. I don't know about you, but though we struggle in this world, we have trials, we have tribulations, but it's often the things that disappoint us that cause us to pray. Come on, you'd be lying to me if you said any different. Right? When everything's going good, you don't want to get down here and humble yourself and cry out to God, "Oh God, help me. Oh God, I need your help." Amen.
Right.
But we should.
Amen.
Amen.
We should always have a heart that's rent. We should always be thinking about the law. We should always be thinking about how good God is. We should always be inclined to seek the face of God. Day in and day out. I mean, meditating on God, thinking about Him all the time. Look, God's trying to prepare us to be in His presence forever.
Yes.
This down here is tough walking. Yet, I'm here to tell you, the lies and the calls that we keep getting from who? Is He our friend? No, He's our enemy. And what does He try to do? He tries to trump up a whole bunch of hoopla to make you fear and make you think that God is not on the throne. But we ought to have this settled in our heart.
Amen.
That I am in His hand. That's what Tommy said. He said, "If I fall, where I fall?" Right in the center of his palm. There's no, he said, he told God, he's talking, he said, "Lord, I thank you that all that you gave me, I've lost none."
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We need this kind of scripture day in and day out to remind us that I'm in His hand.
Amen.
And He has lost none.
Amen.
Bible says the word of the Lord came unto me again saying, if you read in Ezekiel, you'll find out that the Lord keeps calling Him the Son of Man. He keeps saying the word of the Lord came to Him, and He is prophesying over the people. Amen. He is declaring unto them their life and their future. What is good, what is bad, and what is going to be the result of those things. Amen. He said, "What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge?" He's trying to tell them, "You guys have used all these proverbs," and he said, "I'm done with it. I'm sick and tired of it." He said, "You tell them it ain't no more." Because what were they doing? Inciting fear. They were telling them things that weren't of God. He said, "As I live, saith the Lord God, ye shall not have occasion anymore to use this proverb in Israel." We ought to be thinking right now in our heart, there should be no more cause for us to fear the enemy.
Amen.
But to trust in God.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. He is my life right now. He's going to be my tomorrow. And He's going to be my future. And He is definitely my eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. He said, "Behold, all souls are mine." Amen. Ain't that reassuring? Amen. That heathen over there, Brother Thomas, that you went over there, that stood against, that don't know Jesus, their souls are His.
Amen. That's right. They stand before
Him. All them in Washington, D.C., whose gods are money and power and prestige, their souls are God's.
Yep.
He didn't ask you to judge them. He asked you to love them.
He asked
you to stand against them and proclaim that I used to be just like you. But Jesus came along one day and had mercy on me and saved my soul. Amen. I was hell bound, undone, broken. But Jesus intervened and interfered. And bless God, He saved my soul.
Amen. Right.
"Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." That's the first thing I want you to think about. Sin causes death.
Amen.
Sin causes death. Had there not been sin, there would have been no death. But because man disobeyed God, and you might say, well, they don't understand it. Well, tell them. Tell them that sin entered into the world through the disobedience of man. God said that in the day that you eat of the tree of good and evil, thou shalt surely die. And man disobeyed God. And from that time forward, man has had a problem, and it's called sin. And the only remedy for that sin is the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Remember what David said? Blessed is the man whom God does not impute iniquity.
Thank you, God.
Amen. You see, that takes a boldness. Amen. That takes an assurance. Though David was a sinner, he learned to trust that it wasn't anything in him that could do right to please God. But through faith and obedience through Jesus Christ, he had a blessed hope that the world couldn't take away. It couldn't break down. That's it right. Couldn't dissolve it. It couldn't dislodge it. And bless God, he believed it.
Amen.
You have to have that hope. It has to be bigger inside of you than what you feel.
Yeah.
It has to be something that others around you can't deny.
Help us, God.
But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to idols of the house of Israel, neither hath defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath come near to a menstruous woman, and hath not oppressed any, but hath restored to the debtor his pledge, hath spoiled none by violence, hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the nations with a garment. He that hath not given forth upon usury, neither hath taken any increase, that hath withdrawn his hand from iniquity, hath executed true judgment between man and man, hath walked in my statutes, and hath kept my judgment to deal truly, he is just. He shall surely live, saith the Lord God. Now don't be confused. You will never get to heaven through your work.
Amen.
Amen. See, that's the next thing the world wants to lay upon you is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And Jesus said, I have not so been with you if you think that I have come to judge man and to condemn him, but I have come to save him.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's always been that way. You see, God's always give man a choice to live and do right or to sin and do wrong and suffer the consequences. The message is the same, that God is gracious and long-suffering and waits patiently for man to turn from his sin and do right.
Yeah,
He's not changed.
No.
He was that way here. He's telling them with good ethical instruction, not to be dishonest and to do right man to man. And now here's another crossroad. Jesus said, as you've done to the least of these, you've done also unto me. You want to know where your biggest challenges are going to be when you stand in heaven? It's going to be them that you thought little of. Them that you overlooked and you thought nobody ever see this. Yet them will be the ones that will stand and testify for you or against you. That you had privilege and opportunity. God put them right there in your life for you to do good by them or for you not to.
That's right. Help us, God.
He said, if he begot a son that's a robber, a shedder of blood, and that doeth the like to any one of these things, and that doeth not any of those duties, but even hath eaten upon the mountains and defiled his neighbor's wife, hath oppressed the poor and needy, hath spoiled by violence, hath not restored the pledge, and hath lifted up his eyes to idols, hath committed abomination, hath given forth upon usury, and hath taken increase. Shall he then live? He shall not live. He hath done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. Now here's a crossroad. You've got a choice. You can stand before the God and try to justify yourself that you did this because, fill in the blank. Or you can plead the blood of Jesus Christ that will avail for you, cover you, shield you. It'll be just like it was when the children of Israel, when that high priest went in there and offered that sacrifice once a year and that blood was put on that altar. Cover. was shed for our salvation.
Amen.
That God, instead of judging you and I for our sins and our transgressions, instead would count the blood of Jesus for your righteousness.
Right.
He said, this man will surely die. Let me tell you how needful it is for you to tell people that they need the grace of God, that God is loving and kind, and He calls them and beckons them to come. Amen, because it's the only thing that will avail for them on the day of judgment. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But the Bible says that it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. What judgment are you referring to? I'm talking about the judgment as to whether or not your name's been written in the Lamb's book of life. Because the moment that you open your eyes, you'll either open them on the other side of eternity in the life or unto death. Because you either accepted or rejected Jesus Christ. You see, if you're sitting here tonight and you've not been born again, I beg you to come to Jesus tonight. You say, well, I don't know if He's calling me. Well, won't you just ask Him just to be sure? I tell you, don't go out them doors. Don't you try God one more day. Won't you come to Him while you can?
That's right. That's right.
He'll let you know if you got it or not. Amen.
Yeah.
We've heard the testimonies upon testimonies of them that said, well, I said I got it, but I didn't. Amen. I'd rather come and know or not know than not to come and not find out. Amen. Because when the Holy Ghost is working, who's to say He ain't working on you?
Amen.
Amen. You see, it's only when the Word comes and it's combined with what?
Faith.
That there is a action that takes place by the Holy Ghost that gives a man the blessed hope. You see, faith has to be indulged into. Faith is not, well, I hope it's going to work out all right. Faith is an action word that says, I heard God say I can be saved. All right, let's go. Amen. You got to be like them. I believe there's a place in the Old Testament. I'll not spend long on this rabbit trail. But you know, they said if there was a window in heaven. Amen. And these lepers went and found where the enemy had abandoned the camp. Because the Holy Ghost, God had sent an angel down there. Amen. He messed them up. And they ran away. They went down there and they went back to the gate and they said, hey, you ought to see all the stuff we got. Amen. You see, what they did was they tried God. They said, if there was a window in heaven, and they found out there was. Amen. Hey, there's a door. Amen. Jesus said, I opened the door, no man shut it. If any man open unto me, I'll come in unto him, and the Father and I will sup with him, and he with us. Open the door.
Amen.
Don't keep the door shut.
That's right.
Open it.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord.
Yeah.
It's time. At least I'm ready. I don't know about you, Lord, but I'm ready. Uh-huh. And this is what I tell anybody. Just keep knocking.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Don't be like there was wise virgins and unwise virgins. Uh-huh. Amen. Don't be like them that knew the bridegroom was coming. Don't be like them that weren't prepared. Don't be like them that went away and tried to come back later. You better wait and knock and be ready.
Yeah. Come on. You're right.
Do it now.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Verse 14. Now, lo, if he begot a son that seeth all his father's sins which he hath done. Now, notice God's covering both sides.
Right.
He's covering evil fathers. He's covering evil sons. He's covering sons that saw the evilness and that did right. And he's covering fathers who did right. Now, no doubt they were sons of somebody. Amen. Maybe that's the switcheroo. Amen. Well, he said, now, lo, if he begot a son that seeth all his father's sins which he hath done and considereth and doeth not such like, that hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to idols of the house of Israel, hath not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath oppressed any, hath not withholden a pledge, neither hath spoiled by violence, but hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment, that hath taken off his hand from the poor, that hath not received usury nor increase, hath executed my judgments, hath walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live. There's a separation.
Right.
Thing I want you to think about tonight is you will stand alone
right.
for your life.
Yep. Right. Amen.
That's the bottom
Amen.
Line. And you know, the Old Testament, we get a lot of people now, churches and prophecies and all this saying, well, you're cursed for four generations. But I'm here to tell you tonight that all curses are dealt with on Calvary.
Amen.
But you either get right with God and you stand before the Lord justified by Christ, or you'll die in your sin.
Right. Amen.
Don't be bringing all this hokey-pokey junk into your religious walk in life and thinking that there's no way for you to get out of this or that, or you're just bound by all this stuff and everybody else. Look, you're bound by the sin of Adam, and you're either justified by the grace of God, which is in Jesus Christ, or you'll die in your sin.
Right.
That's it.
Amen.
There's no gray area. There's no place where you can say, well, I didn't know, or why didn't they tell? It's God's word, and it's always been that way. God intended for every man just to get right.
Amen. Help us.
He's going to live. You do right. Exercise God's will, His command, His statutes. Amen.
Yep.
And we just got two.
Yeah, help us, God. Help
right.
us.
Come on.
We just got two.
Right.
God forgive
right. us. Bless Him, Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, those of you that are married, you love your spouse. Amen.
Yes.
Remember standing there and they saying, thou shalt forsake all others.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep.
Right. Man, one day I got married.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. I got a spouse to a holy bride.
Yeah.
Amen. Or to a holy husband.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Amen. It's kind of not very masculine, is it, when you say you a bride. Amen. But He expects you to be without spot. Amen. Without blemish.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. He's preparing you. Amen. For eternity. Bless God. Amen. That'd be enough right there. Most of us need to hit this altar tonight and say, God, I got a few blemishes. I got a few things on my garment, wedding garment that I ain't very proud of, and I've not dealt with them. And Lord, I help clean me up. Amen.
That's right.
Because it's important. It's important.
That's right.
That we're about the Lord's, the Father's
Amen.
Business.
Yeah.
Jesus
yeah.
said, I must be about my Father's business. Amen. Amen. 12 years old. Amen. He didn't scoff at his mom, but he said, you know, I've got to do these things. And though he could, she pondered all these things in her heart. But yet, he had to do these things. But you know what he learned to do? He learned to do it without sin.
Amen.
That's the struggle. Right? We want to justify sin. Well, I didn't have any choice. Yes, you did. He said, I'll be a very present help in a time of trouble. I'll be a way of escape, a door of escape. Amen. That He'll never put you in a position or condition you into a state where you must compromise the righteousness
right.
that has been granted to you by Jesus Christ. It will always be a choice that you make before the Lord, and He'll bring that to your attention. Has He you? Can I get any amens where you've made that choice and you said, oh God, I made the wrong. I chose sin over just standing in faith, over just doing what was right. Verse 18, as for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good among his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity. Yet say ye, why? Doth not the Son bear the iniquity of the Father when the Son hath done that which is lawful and right, and hath kept all my statutes, and hath done them, he shall surely live? The soul that sinneth, this is the second time, it shall die. How does sin get into a Christian's life? Well, it starts out with lust. It's plain and simple. Right? But the Bible says, if the devil's your hindrance, to do what? Turn to God. Draw nigh unto Him. Amen. That you have no business trying to stand against the devil on your own. Turn to God.
Amen.
Amen. God will keep you. God will protect you. Amen. If you know that it's a very definite attack from Satan himself, turn to Jesus.
Amen.
He can't contend. Amen. He is little in his eyes. Jesus overcame him. He
Amen.
Smashed his head. He whooped him. And he put him in his place. Our duty is to submit ourselves to Christ. For his sake. Right? Instead of our sake, we think, God, I want you to fight this battle for me. I don't like it.
Right.
Maybe it's not his will. But it's His will for you just to turn to God and let God. The battle is whose?
His.
The battle is the Lord's. And the sooner the church learns that and lives by that, the sooner we'll see victory in a world of darkness.
Amen.
When the Lord goes out to do battle for you, you will not lose.
Amen.
David knew he was no contender against Goliath. He knew that he couldn't stand against a bear or a lion. But he knew that if God did it for him, that there was no enemy that could take him out. Because David didn't fight for himself.
Right.
He fought for the people. He fought for the flock. He fought for the kingdom of God. And he fought for something bigger than him. And he made that known before God. He said, God, the same God that delivered me from the lion and the bear will deliver you, Goliath. And today, I will take your head and feed it to the birds, the fowl of the air.
Yeah.
I mean, that's courageous, right? When you go into a battle and all you've got is three stones, maybe more. Somebody said he gathered a bunch for him and his brothers. Maybe he did. Maybe, I don't know, but I know this. He ended up taking the enemy's sword and using it to chop off his head. Maybe you need to be reminded of that. Well,
Amen.
I'm in a battle. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Can you win with Christ?
Amen.
In Christ alone. Verse 20, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked, this is what I want you to get tonight.
Right.
Pay attention. This is where the rubber meets the road.
Right.
Okay? You see, there was opportunity, I believe, by faith, for those who did wrong
right.
to turn from their sin.
Right. That's right.
Even then.
Right.
It wasn't, it didn't have to be immediate, but it could have been. Everybody that ever opposed God had privilege not to. Even Moses, when Korah came against him, could have said, you know what? He gave them plenty of time to repent. But they were headstrong. They wanted what they wanted. They thought that they were God's chosen. But see, it was bigger than Moses. Moses cried out, God.
Amen.
And Jesus cries out, Lord. He's on the right hand of the Father. What's he doing? Why?
Interceding.
You thought that he was resting. He ain't resting.
Amen.
He's trying to help you.
Right.
He's still very much alive, pleading for you, Amen. Calling for you, trying to help you. Makes me excited.
Yeah.
Amen. Gives me hope that He's right there right now, still praying the same prayers, still seeking the same will of the Father for the sins of the world, that they be saved and not perish.
Amen.
See, this is what I thought of because, you know, a week or so ago, there was a feller that died at the hand of a police officer. And I thought of all the scenarios in my mind of, did they have to die? And, you know, today, what's the big thing? What's the big news about police officers? Do they have to use deadly force all the time? Right? We hear it over and over and over again. And the And those that don't believe in God, those that believe that you ought to just let people do what they want to, lock them up, but don't kill them, that there's no penalty for doing wrong. And we know that sin, when it's finished after a man lusts in his heart and it brings forth sin, when sin is finished, it brings forth death. There's no getting out of that. And I thought to myself, what could have been done? And the truth of the matter is, I don't know. But what's done is done. It can't be undone. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed. Now I can just tell you this, that when those police officers showed up, they told the man to put the weapon down. Okay, what did he have? A choice. Amen? Chuck the peace or suffer the consequences. It was a deadly decision. Amen? Sin, let's all say that. Sin is a deadly decision. It can't be undone. It can't be dissolved, taken away, misplaced. It will finish what it starts. If the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Listen to this. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. I'm glad when I stand before the Lord that my sin will not be. He said, I've cast it as far as the east is from the west. I put it into what kind of sea? Into the sea of forgetfulness. God doesn't throw things up in your face. Bless God, he forgot about it. And he looks at you like he looks at Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
How? By repenting of it. By forsaking it.
Amen.
By trusting in Jesus.
Right.
He said, all his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Now that's also for you and I. That's hard, right? When somebody's done you wrong. And they come to you and they say, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? I've done such and such, such and such. And you're like, well, I know the Bible says, but I just can't forget. Shame on you.
Right.
You're supposed to look at them and restore right. Such as one.
Right?
I mean, you'll know if they really repented, amen, because it says that they'll now be keeping God's statutes and commandments, and you'll know if they truly repented, you'll know, but it doesn't give you right to judge them, bless God, because with the same measure you judge, it shall be measured unto you again. That's hard preaching there, right? We don't like that, amen. We think everybody will just pay us double for what they've crossed us with, amen. We go back like old Zacchaeus was, amen, four times, amen, and then the half give to the poor, amen. We all looking for that payday, right? When the truth of the matter is, we ought to be quick to hear, slow to speak, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God, amen. We should just be like Jesus. I mean, what have you got that God didn't give you anyways?
That's right.
All right, I see y'all looking in your eyes. You're getting tired. I'll try to wind this down. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die?
No.
Now this is where we have another crossroad, another problem. We love to see the judgment come upon the Lord who have sinned. And let me just tell you tonight, if you're taking joy in that, there's something wrong with you.
Amen.
There's something wrong with you. If you enjoy watching people, if it thrills you or you get some kind of joy, or you think that one got what he deserved, amen. Because I pray God do the right thing by him. You know what? The right thing that would have, should have been prayed, God, grant to him forgiveness. Grant to him a pass. God, help him. Don't judge him because of me. Even Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
That's right. Amen.
Stephen said the same thing while they stoned him to death.
You think
anybody deserved to have God's wrath poured out upon him? Roman soldiers upon us, and Pilate and all of them—they doing all that. And I understand their end was terrible. I mean, y'all don't understand what it was like back then. I'm telling you, you ain't suffered yet, man. We live in the great. You still live in the greatest nation on the planet. You've got more rights and privileges than anybody in the world.
Amen.
That may not be true, but I know one thing. I'm free.
Amen.
I'm free by the grace of... I didn't deserve... I should have been in some weird country where you can't walk this way because... But no, I was put here. And I'm free. And so these... If you keep listening to all this garbage coming down the line, you're going to make yourself nuts.
Right.
You need to understand God raised you up, made you a child of the King, and He called you to do godly things. Do them!
Amen.
Don't lose your vision. Don't lose the cause to plead with people to repent and get right with God. Don't stop praying.
Amen.
Don't stop doing that which is good.
Right.
Don't forget that Jesus saves sinners.
Amen.
That He doesn't take pleasure.
That's right. Thank you, God.
In the destruction of the wicked, neither should you.
That's right.
Amen.
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 He said, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live. That's what the Lord God. That's what you ought to be praying. God, let him turn from his evil ways and live.
Yeah.
Come on. You get a hold of this tonight.
Right.
You go out tomorrow and you won't care who's president. You know what you'll do? You get on your knees, you'll pray just like you did for the last one.
Amen. Right.
Amen. You'll just say, thank you, God. You put this man here. You know, obviously a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
You know how to raise nations up and put them down.
Right.
You make kingdoms come, you make them go, and you're doing the same thing again because I believe in the sovereignty of God.
Amen.
And I'm going to pray for this one just like I did the last one, whoever it is.
Right. Amen.
You shouldn't have interfered nothing. You shouldn't have even missed a heartbeat.
Yeah, help us.
You should be saying, God bless this country. God, should this country not turn from its sin and live?
Help us.
That's right.
That's right. God help us.
But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed.
That's right.
And in his sin that he hath sinned. And them shall he die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord's not equal. You see, that's the problem with the world today.
Yeah, right.
Especially with Christians.
Right.
Right? Because you double-minded.
Yep.
And then you wonder why people don't believe your account of grace. Because I'm not talking about a greasy grace. I'm not talking about God just lets you do anything you want to.
Right,
act
right.
any way you want to.
Right.
Treat people any way you want to. I hear time and time again, well, this is preacher so-and-so, and he did this, and he does that, and he owns this business, and he don't act right, and he don't do that. Well, shame on him. That should not be what I'm hearing. Amen? What I ought to be hearing is he conducts himself well in business. Amen? He does well by his employees and his employers. That he is upright in development. See, Daniel had an excellent spirit about him. Amen. He could have been all full with the fuddy duds. I'm just been captive. King after king after king. But no, what he knew, he just lived for God. And that's all that mattered to him. And that's all that ought to matter to you.
Amen.
If you defile yourself. Remember this. You have not defiled God.
Come on.
God is holy.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
You've only dishonored yourself. And I pray the Holy Spirit bring that to your members. As you conduct yourself and live your life one to another. You see, it started out, he said, as a man does to another man. Verse 8. This is where we get our testimonies, good, bad, or indifferent.
That's right.
These will be the things that are mentioned in your next life. How can you say that? He said, lay up treasures in heaven. Are you laying up treasures in heaven? Are you trying to pile them up down here? Things that have no merit. Things that are going to perish. But he said, the wood, the hay, and the stubble, these things are going to perish. But the gold and the silver and the precious jewels. Let me tell you what's precious in the sight of God, and that's souls.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
And we've heard time and time again how God saved the wretchedest, the murderers, and he even saves lawyers and doctors and people that think they're good. Amen. So I just want to, I want to encourage you to pray for everybody you know.
Amen. That's right.
Pray for revival. Pray that it'd start with you.
That's right.
Pray that true repentance not only would be your theme, but would be what you're looking for through and out everybody that's in your life.
Amen.
I mean real repentance. What is real repentance?
Turning
from what you were unto God.
That's right.
Turning away from what you're doing unto something else. That's what God's requiring of someone who has turned from this world to Him. Someone who believes more in God than they do in their life that they see. The things that they feel. Even the things that people say to them. Why should you not be buffeted? Why should you not be challenged? I mean, we talk about a God that can part the sea, and you forget about the character and the mind of the people that were there on the side of the water. Remember what they did? You see, we need to talk more about their behavior. Their behavior was, we're doomed. Their thoughts were, we're going to perish. But Moses turned to God. Amen. That's what people ought to see you do. Turn to God. Say, well, I don't have an opinion yet. I'm going to go to God. It's not popular. You mean God talks to you?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, He talks to me. He helps me. He guides me. And He brings me through whatever I need.
Amen.
I can testify to being brought through some stuff. Don't ask me why, but I'll tell you my answer is because He loves me.
Yeah.
No other reason. Sam. Because He loves like none other. Amen. All right, I'll finish this up. So he says, when a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth in them for his iniquity that he hath done, shall he die. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed and doeth them that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions that he hath committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Yet saith the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Now the best part of that is that it says that he shall not die, but shall live. Why? Because he did one thing, and one thing only. He turned to God and repented.
Right.
And he lived. Remember that. To the vilest, evilest, most corrupt people in your life, or even those who are just indifferent. Right? There's a lot of people that have political views that are off the wall. But you know what? They're just blinded. Like Brother Tommy says time and time again, you cannot fault the blind man for being blind. But what you can do is keep doing what? What happens if you lift him up? He said, if I be exalted, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. You keep telling them, hey, Jesus loves you. I know you think this and you think, Jesus loves you. Just get around. Amen. See that what the devil wants to do is stall you in your mission.
Right.
He is trying to make you indifferent to the cause of Christ. And the cause of Christ is the same that it's been since He hung on the cross of Calvary. And that's to save the soul of the sinner. To bring that which is dead alive. To bring light in darkness. And to bless God to make a people that love Him. That's the will of God, that all men would come to repentance.
Amen.
Yet saith the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal, O house of Israel. Are not your ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Let's get our unequal ways out of the way, church. Yeah. Amen. Right. I'm preaching myself. Don't sit and think, well, you just full of the Holy Ghost. You're saying all this stuff to me, and I'm really getting mad at you. And look, I'm in the same boat.
That's right. Help us.
I got to get this thing right. You see, the preacher always gets preached to first.
Yep.
He always has to eat it. He's like that one that went in there and he said, "You see that scroll there? Now eat it." And it's sweet. But when it got in the belly, it wasn't so as bitter. Amen. Because I found out that, like Nathan the prophet said to David, "I'm the man. I'm the guilty one." Amen.
Yeah.
He said, "Therefore, I'll judge you." But what's the New Testament say if you judge yourself?
You won't be judged.
That's right. Judge yourself. Put yourself in everybody's shoes you come across. Before you open your mouth and you start spewing out all that flesh and all that carnality, be thinking about them. Do you know what they ate for breakfast? Do you know who died in their family the day before? Do you know why their house and their life is so disrupted? You don't know nothing about that person. Who are you to start judging them and thinking that they're this, that, or something else when, bless God, God didn't ask you to judge them. He just asked you to share with them the good news that Christ died for their sin and they can be saved.
Amen.
That's the only thing that matters.
Yep.
He said, "Therefore I'll judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways."
Yep.
Let me ask you this. What are your ways? What are your ways? What kind of ways do you have? You see, you're supposed to have the ways after Christ, right? You're supposed to be a follower. You're supposed to be a disciple. Amen. Teaching all men those things that I have taught you. Amen. He said, "Blessed is the man that teaches these things and does them."
Right. That's what he said.
He said, "I'll judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his way, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel?" And again, he says this. I want to drive this home. I hope the Holy Spirit drives this home with you. "For I have no pleasure in the death of him that died, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live." Now, I'm gonna read this last scripture over here in 2 Corinthians about Paul. In 2 Corinthians 4, on in verse 8. And if we get a song, as y'all make your way up here and we sing, because I'm going to tell you what, this is a call right now for us to get the main thing. He said, We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. See, this is the mind of Paul. Amen. He's saying this should be the church. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. We're not persecuted. Cast down, but not destroyed. Probably we got some trouble, right? But we're not destroyed. We're still living. Amen. We're still swinging the bat. Amen. We're still able to get up and do something and pray and seek the Lord. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Paul was saying that death worked in him that you could live. Death worked in him in prison, shipwrecked, beaten, forsaken. All this death worked in him. But what did he do? He just kept writing those those epistles. Amen. He kept writing of the goodness of the Lord, writing of the salvation of God, writing of the power of Jesus, writing unto his faith in God, and never giving up, never turning back. You didn't hear Paul complain. I mean, he spoke a few things that he went through, amen, but that did not discourage him from the main thing. He said, we have in the same spirit of faith. Got the same spirit Paul had. That took him through all those trials and tribulations and forsakenness. We got the same faith. Amen. The same faith. According to that is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. That's my message. I pray that you get focused. That regardless of what the political people do in this world, whether you're in a free nation, a communist nation, a socialist nation, that you're God's or you're not. And if you're God's, you're not your own. Declare that word. Stand to your feet as we sing this song. And if you need to pray tonight, if there's iniquity, transgression, you're not walking according to the Lord, I urge you to come and pray tonight while the presence of God is here. You say, well, I'm exhausted. Get over yourself.
Yeah, come on.
And pray. Tomorrow is going to be a challenge. Amen? Should you live? Tomorrow be a challenge. Are you ready?